Nuno Medbeis at the Dikitah. Okay, Rav Gamda Yoav Dalet Zuzei Lesipunai. Similar maisa we had before. Rav Gamda gave 4 zuzim to some sailors. Lasui Bahom Midah. Told them, bring me something back from your trip. Lo Ashkechua. They didn't find anything for 4 zuzim. Asuolei Bahom Kofa. So they bought him a monkey. Ishtamet, and the monkey ran away. All the charsa, he went into some hole. Chofru basrei, they went and dug after the monkey. Ashkechua deravia margaloisa, they saw that the monkey was squatting on some pearls. Aisinun leikulim, so they brought all the pearls to Rav Gamda. Rashi, kofa. Al lecharto nichnas akof bechor echad bekarka. He went into a hole in the ground, revia, and he was squatting on these pearls. So the maisa shaila is whether they had to give him the pearls or not. His monkey can't make a kinyan for him. But they saw simon that lemaisa they bought the monkey and the monkey found the pearls, so they gave the pearls to Rav Gamda. Mustava they didn't have to give. There's a shita that they had to give him half of the pearls because the monkey taka had a, if he owned the monkey already and the monkey already was had some kind of kinyan on these pearls, it was like his shliach. Whatever it is, the maisa, they gave the pearls to Rav Gamda. Omralei bas keser Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. Torah mefuara bechli mechur. The daughter of the Caesar said to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, you have a glorious Torah, but it's in a disgusting kli. In other words, he was an ugly person. Omer lei, lemodai mi beis avuch, limdi mi beis avuch, v'mem anich en yayin. He said, let's see from your father's house why I'm ugly. He said, what do they put wine in your father's house? Amrle b'mani de pachro, he put it in klicheres. Amrle kuli alma b'pachro v'asim b'mani de pachro. Everybody puts their wine in earthenware things, and you also put it. You're rich people. Asun achisu mani de kasva the hava. You should put your wine in gold and silver kalim, right? You're rich people. Azlus v'romas chamra mani de kasvadam. So she understood that ain't a chanami. So then she went home and she took the wine and put it into gold and silver kalim. Visori, and it turned sour. Omer lo aforaisa kein. Same thing with the Torah. Torah is like wine, right? So that if it's in a chosh of a keli, it sours, and in an ugly keli, it remains. Where it says vayika shapirin v'gamirin. There's a lot of handsome people that also are talmid chachamim. Omer lo ihavu sonu havi gamirin tvei. So some learn, if they would be ugly, they would be what's it called, bigger talmidei chachamim. Others learn they're not to be ugly, right? But if they would hate, sonu can mean they hate being handsome. Those, if they wouldn't dote on being handsome, they'd be even bigger talmidei chachamim. So the nesoyin is always a person who's handsome, may get carried away with that, and then that takes away from his Torah. If he doesn't get carried away with it, then you could be handsome and also be a big Talmud Chacham. Okay. Ahid da'ashi l'kamedur of Yehuda min Ardot. See Rashi till here. Is there Rashi? No. Okay. There's another, what's it called? There was a woman who came before Rav Yehuda min Ardot, Lidina, for a Din Torah. The Ischaivis min Dina, and she lost the case. Omer le Shmuel Rabcha Hochi Danan. So she said to Rav Yehuda from Nardoa, what's it called? Would your Rebbe Shmuel judge this way? Right? Omer lo Yodatle, you know my Rebbe Shmuel. Omer le In Gutza, he's short. V'Rabba Kresei and fat. Ukam V'Rabba Shinei, he's black and he has big teeth. So obviously, she was making fun of Shmuel. Omer lo lebzuye kosis to have yahi itzu b'shamta. Your mevaze, my Rebbe Shmuel, you deserve to be in cherem. She put her in cherem. Poko mesa, and she didn't have charota from the cherem, and therefore she eventually died. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi, yeah. Yodatle, Yehochi Dinan Kemosha Dantoni Ato Bitmiya. Would Shmuel have judged me the way you judge me? Yodatle, Makaris also, do you know him? Barabba Krese, Bet and Gol Yeshli, has a big stomach. Okay. Umuta Rabea Tormita. It says that, even though Tavshil, which is eaten with bread, is Aser, but not a Beitza Tormita, because that's eaten alone. My Beitza Tormita. What is this Beitza Tormita? Omer Shmuel, Avda the Ovidla Shavi Alpha Dinri. An Evid who knows how to make this Beitza Tormita is worth 1,000 Dinri. Umaya La Alpha Zimne Bemaya. He said, in general, the idea is you take it and you cook it 1,000 times, which is a guzma, right? B'maya chamimi, in hot water. The alpha zimni b'maya kriri, and then you put it 1,000 times into cold water. Ademizutra ki hechid de balisa, right? Until the egg shrinks, so you can easily swallow it whole. V'im is keva sorich ala, the kanafka v'asya yoda asya mai sama mizboile. So they didn't have ultrasound or MRIs, so they used to give the guy this egg. It would go straight through his system, and if there was any kind of a wound inside, so it would pick up the blood or whatever from the wound, or the pus or whatever, come out whole, and they would then check the egg and see what was on it, so they'd be able to know what's going on inside the person. Right, and that's the way Asya, Yoda Asya, my sama misboile uva my mitse. They would know then what drug to give the person, what's problem in his insides. Shmuel havibodik nafshe bekulcha. Shmuel didn't know how to prepare this beitza turmita, so he used to do the same thing with kulcha. Kulcha, Rashi says, let's see Rashi. Turmita avda de avidle lahi beitza turmita shavi alfa zuzay. An Eved who knows how to make this beitza turmita is worth 1,000 zuz. Adam is zutre shemis ma etes kadeshiyoch lebola shlema. It shrinks the egg until it's easy to just swallow whole. The yispe kiva b'meyav. If he has some kind of wound in his stomach or intestines, sorich halo, so the pus or the blood goes on the egg. Allah Hibates of a Nikarbon. When it comes out, you can check the blood or the pus to know what kind of refuah to give. It comes out whole. Yoda Asya. Then the doctor knows what to treat it with. Havibonik Nafshi Bekulcha. Haino Dumya the Beir Tomita. Similar idea of Beta Tomita. You would swallow this Kulcha. It would come out whole, and you check it to see what was on it. Vahayim Afashbish Kol Meyav, Im Yeshbo and Cave. So Mora says that it was so painful, this thing going through his system whole and coming out whole, that he used to have terrible pains from it. Until they used to tear the hair out in empathy for the tsar that Shmuel was going through. Tanan Hosam, Hoya Ose Bikalufsin. Some say this is the same thing we had before figs that were blufsim. This klufsim is the same thing as blufsim. Lo yochav no sheva. If a person was working in a field, so he has a right to eat from what he's working on. But if he's working with klufsim, he shouldn't eat b'no sheva, different kind of figs. B'no sheva lo yochav b'klufsim, or the opposite. Somebody says, because they're two different meanings. So the fact that he's working with this min doesn't permit him to eat the other min. My klufsin, mina de te'eni, da avde mihon lapti. It's some kind of fig that they make out of it, a certain kind of food. They make the figs and use it to make a certain dish. Ahu gavra de yoiv avde lechavre lagmure alfa mine lapti. So a person had an evid, and that he loaned to his friend, the Evid was a chef. So he wanted to teach him how to make 1,000 different dishes with this, with these figs. Agmre timne mea. So he only taught him 800 of the recipes. Asme ledina, lekamei de rebbe. So he brought him to a Veda, to a Din Torah. Before Rebbe, I hired him to teach me 1,000 recipes, only taught me 800. Amar Rebbe, Avoseinu Amru Nashinu Tova, Anu Afilu Beineinu Loroinu. According to Pasuk, that we're not, he was amazed that there was somebody still around that knew all of these dainty recipes. Because since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, right, Noshinu Tova, we don't have a Hasaga in all of this, and all of the Tova that was existed in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and our Avos said they forgot it. We never even saw it. Rashi. Hayosa poel shemalakit lo beklupsin, lo yocha bibno sheva, shelo hishatu atora lechol elamiosu hamin, shum malakit. Only the one he's working in the field, right, he can eat only that min, not a different kind. Kisovo bekerem riachal v'yochal t'anovim. Lapti mini maicho, lagmure alfa mini lapti, shiul medulasos elef mini maicho. He's going to teach him 1,000 recipes. Asmini odina, al mosayim min shelo lindu. For the 200 recipes that he didn't teach him. So he brought into a din Torah. Avoseinu omru nashinu tova, dechsiv nashisi tova. To posuk aneicha. They saw all this good before the Churban, but it was forgotten from them. We never saw this good. Because it says from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed that the tam of the peiros was lost. So a lot of these very dainty things they knew about and forgot about it, and we never knew about it. Okay. Rebbe Ovad Lehilula Reb Shimon Berebbe. Rebbe made a chasana for his son Reb Shimon. Kosov al Beis Genona Esrim the Arba Alfin Ribuyin Dinrid Nofku al Beis Genona Dain. Below Asmani Labar Kapara. So there's something missing here. Bar Kapara wasn't invited. Where's the Dalid? In any case, here it's below Asmani Labar Kapara. Right, that's what's missing. Right. So he didn't invite Bar Kapara to the wedding. We'll see later why. But in any case, he didn't invite him. So Bar Kapara wrote some graffiti on the wall of the Chasana Hall. And he wrote that they spent 24 million dinrin on this wedding, which is probably also a guzma, right? And they didn't invite Bar Kapara, right? Out of all that money, they couldn't invite one more person. Omer lei, im lo ovdi ritzono kach, lo se ritzono alachas kama vakama, right? And he said to Rebbe, if Ovri Ritzono, he was referring to the Rebbe, right? If the Ovri Ritzono, look how much riches they have, imagine what's going to be, Laose Ritzono. Others say he wouldn't have spoken to Rebbe with such chutzpah to call him Ovri Ritzono, but he was referring to what's it called, who was he referring to? Let's see, Rashi. Lo Asmi Bar Kapara, if he saw you, Ish Badchen. Bar Kapara was a joker. And we'll see the Rebbe didn't like to laugh, so he didn't invite Bar Kapara because he didn't want to make him laugh. Omer Bar Kapara the Rebbe, im laovri ritzono mashpia lo tova kol kach lo ose ritzono shoyim meganeu al shalozim no. He was not nice to him because he didn't invite him. So that's laovri ritzono. Others say Lovri Ritzono was not going on Rebbe himself, but the other people who invited, right, not everybody was fit to be invited, but they invited anyway. So if those people could be Nehenda from this chas, imagine what's going to be Lovri Ritzono. Mashpia lo bolam azetova kol kach shehiskel saper b'shevcha b'shvil shezimno. So then what happened was Asmine. So he said, oh, it was a mistake. So he invited him. Omar lo ose ritzono bolam azeh kach lo maba. So he changed the story and he said, if lo ose ritzono, right, there's such luxury in this world, kol shekein what's going to be in the next world. Okay, Rashi. Omer bar kapar le Rebbe. Okay, osei ritzonim ashpilo bala mazet tova kolkach shehitzchul esaper bishvach or bishvil shizimlo. He changed his tune and he's praised Rebbe instead of being magana him, and he said, if you have such luxury in this world, koshke, what's going to be in the next world? Okay, stop here. Why I don't know. There's a string of reasons over here. We spoke about one matronisa that spoke, so it's another maisa of matronisa, but those are all external connections, right? What this has to do with Ligarim and what has to do with this sugya, I don't know. Again, all these things the Ramchal says in his Hakdomata Agadata that Chazal cloaked a lot of Sisrei Torah in these stories, and the nice stories, like for us, but the people who have the keys to them, they're Mesorah of Sisrei Torah that are being said through these things. So we don't have the keys.
Why, like, mention Barakapora's name, something which is not very complimentary?
No, it could be that whole Misa was part of this, so I can't tell you. We only know what the Misa was. What was behind them? Why Bedavka, they put that mice in the corner, a million other mice in the corner. What supposedly that mice is supposed to be, I have no idea.
Well, we're like a monkey that has the pearls hidden away and doesn't even know what they're worth.